Today's episode, we're going to talk about the benefits of reloading. When we look at reloading and what it does for us, for each person, there are any number of reasons why they might want to do it. For some people, it's the economics. For other people, it's the satisfaction. For another, it might be being able to load ammunition for their granddad's rifle that they can't purchase anymore. The bottom line is that for each of us, it can be a combination or just one of those. For this episode, I want to talk specifically about economics. If you look at the reloading equipment, there's most of the companies, RCBS, Hornady, Lee, they all have a starting kit. Now, most of those kits you can get as a single stage kit or you can get as a progressive kit. And we'll talk more about the differences of those presses later. But depending on which company you go with, a starting single-stage press kit can be anywhere between $180 and $380, depending on what it is you get with it and the dies you purchase and some of the miscellaneous ancillary equipment that everybody needs to have. Now, setting the cost of the equipment aside for a second, let me give you an example from my personal life. With reloading, my wife and I do cowboy action shooting. Now, she shoots a 38 special out of a 357 Magnum revolver, and I shoot 45 Colt. When you're looking at cowboy action loads, which are not necessarily special loads, but they're lead ball ammunition that is loaded with a little bit lower velocity, so you're not firing full power cartridges at the targets. Those loads, a box of 50 of those rounds, generally cost anywhere between $48 and $72 a box of 50. That's really expensive. You know, in any given match, you might shoot 100, 150 rounds, just depending on what it is you're doing. Now, I cast my own projectiles. Because I cast my own projectiles, I don't necessarily figure that as a cost. There is some cost associated, but I'll talk about how we can negate that in other episodes. The amount of powder you use. So each cartridge is loaded with a set range of powder. So, you know, your starting grain load may be 3 grains, your maximum grain load may be 6 grains. Why it's important to pay attention to that is, especially when you're talking about economics, is that a pound of powder is 7,000 grains, and a pound of powder normally is anywhere between $19 to $26 per pound. Now, if you buy in bulk, you get a better price. With you know, those numbers in consideration, let's say that you are loading a cartridge that uses 3 grains of powder. Well, okay, so divide 7,000 by 3, and that's going to give you, you know, roughly 2,000, a little over 2,000 loaded cartridges per pound of powder. Well, if you divide $19 by 2,000, you're looking at, you know, 0.01 in continuation cents. So that means your powder cost per cartridge is a penny. Now, primers. You know, you buy primers either by the 100 or by the 1,000. Normally, 100 primers cost right around $3, and a pound, 1,000 primers costs about $30, just as a general frame of reference. So if you're looking at 100 primers for $3, that's going to be roughly 3 cents per primer. So now we're looking at your cost being 4 cents. Now, if you save all your brass, that's an expense that you don't have to take into consideration. Or if your friends don't save their brass and you take all theirs, that's just money that's added to your bank of savings. So how does all that work out? What that means is that when I load a box of 45 Colt, the 50 rounds that I load cost me roughly $5.85 a box. So let's keep math simple. Let's say I'm spending $40 a box. If I buy it on the economy, it costs me $5 a box to reload it. That means every time I load a box of 50, I'm saving $30. At that kind of cost savings, it doesn't take long for you to be able to pay off the investment in the equipment. So that's economics when we talk about the benefits of reloading. Another benefit would be specialty purpose ammunition. So, let's say you have a problem with snakes. Well, you can get the projectiles to be able to load your own snake or rat shot. And then you buy the shot, you fill them up yourself, and you load them. So now instead of having to buy a very expensive set of 12 cartridges, I can load 100 if you want. Specialty purpose ammunition is another one. Another aspect when we talk about specialty purpose ammunition might be if you're into long-range target accuracy shooting with a rifle. Because you control the components that go into the cartridge, you have the ultimate say on how it all goes together. Now, you can spend a lot of money to buy, premium accuracy ammunition from the major manufacturers. Remember, they're still producing millions of rounds a year. So they're going to say it's a premium accuracy load, but not each one of those is done by hand. And so, any box of projectiles you may purchase, there's going to be a variance in what they weigh. So now you can weigh each projectile, and then you can load each cartridge for the weight of that specific projectile, which means as a reloader, you can create infinitely more accurate ammunition designed specifically for your gun and for your shooting style than anything you can purchase over the counter. I mentioned obsolete firearms earlier in the introduction to this. I had a person who had a LaBelle rifle. So it was an 8x58 LaBelle. Now, or 8x50R LaBelle. That cartridge is very difficult to find. But as a reloader, I can take existing brass for a .348 Winchester, and I can turn that brass and resize it so that it can be used in the 8x50R LaBelle rifle. And I'm doing that at a cost savings. So those are just some of the benefits. I think if you look at the economics, that's a win. If you look at being able to make ammunition specific for your purpose, that's another win. And then, the truth is, it's just simply satisfying. Reloading for me is a kind of a therapeutic exercise because it's very focused, it's very specific, it's very methodical, and it gives my brain a chance to relax from the day. 20 minutes of reloading feels like I just did a bunch of yoga. So there you go, guys. In the next episode, we'll be talking about presses.